Hi, it's Sarah again, talking about feminism again. But this time, instead of talking about movies or TV shows or, you know, something somewhere from something, I don't know. Instead of talking about that, I have a question, actually. It's been on my mind for a really, really long time. And it comes from class. It's derived from class. Because a couple chapters back, we talked about, in my psychology of women class, we talked about, you know, different feminist theories and ideologies and all types of things that surrounds the feminist movement. And one particular thing I really found interesting was a womanist. I've never heard of this thing before. This is I was just like, whoa, what is this thing? And it made it even more interesting, and it just stood out so much because it's basically feminism that's rooted in Black women. You know, it's just like, it's feminism, but okay, anyway, I was about to go on a tangent. Yeah, that was just like really, really interesting to me. And so, but from then, that point on, after I learned what a womanist was, it made me question, like, okay, why did we need a whole separate group if it's the same thing as feminism? And then we start talking about, like, okay, the first wave feminist is white women, then the second is white women, and then the third one is like, oh, surprise, we now like all women. Like, okay, anyway, I'm going on a tangent again, but the question was, should women of color still support the feminist label when feminism has never been about people of color and continue to disregard people of color issues? And should Black women branch off and adopt different labels, or should we all continue to carry the feminist title? I'm truly conflicted on this question. Like, when I thought of this question, I couldn't even answer it because I don't know. I don't know. So I wanted to know the answer, and nobody could give it to me. So I started asking, you know, like, people in my family, women of color in my family and my friends, and yeah. And so I'll just read a couple of responses that I found were like the most interesting, and yeah, let's talk about it. So my sister said, I'm quoting her, "I think it's up to the carrier. I personally don't like the white feminism movement because it disregards Black women, and most of the time, white feminist idea of feminism is not feminism at all. Their idea of promoting feminism is wearing a hat but not voting against oppressors. They also are very silent when it's convenient and often talk about." Thought that was a pretty good answer. You know, my friend said, yes, I think we should have something that supports us. One of my classmates said, I believe feminism is especially about Black women because there are so many things fighting against them, keeping them from getting higher in life. And I even called my mom, and she gave me a really super long answer, but I shortened it. So this is not a direct quote, but this is what she said. She said the movement must be inclusive, period. Then she said, I think we can be a part of feminist movement, but we first must realize that we are Black first and women second. So we have to deal with discrimination and sexism. And I thought that was really important because, you know, I think in a lot of these comments, that's what we're talking about, like, women of color not being represented in the feminist movement. And so I guess my mom is saying, like, we get double the discrimination. Like, first, we're Black. We have to deal with racism and all of that good stuff. And then we're women, too. So I think, yeah, what my mom said. I agree with what she said. Even though we may not be successful, wait. But first, we must realize we are Black first and women second. So we have to deal with discrimination and sexism. And last, my friend said, Black women should support feminism. Other women fight for what they believe in. We need to fight for what we believe in. Even though we may not be as successful as the next, we should still fight. Which I can also understand where she's coming from. I think in all of these comments, the answers are all over the place. Nobody said yes or no. And I still haven't really decided which way I'm swaying. I haven't decided which way I'm swaying, but having these conversations makes me wonder, will feminism ever truly be inclusive, or really just adopt the idea of inclusivity? I do believe feminism is trying. I believe people within the feminist movement are trying, but it's now the third wave. And I feel like if Black women are still fighting for a voice among men and white women, maybe something else needs to happen. Because, like some of the comments said, why continue to support something that's not supporting you, me, you know? Just like, anyway. But yeah, but I still claim the term feminist, but I'm not as loud about it because I don't feel supported in the feminist movement. And I feel like my sister, she said it best, the feminist movement, the idea now is wearing a hat and talking about how much of a feminist you are, but most white feminists don't vote against the oppressors of Black people, and most white feminists are very silent when it's convenient for them. But yeah, that's all I have today. I'm talking about feminism again, but we love it.